Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today we have the privilege of interviewing one of my favorite guests. He's Dr. Michael Murray. He's known to many of you because, he's been a fixture on the integrative medicine scene. He is one of America's premier naturopathic physicians. He almost created the modern profession of naturopathy single-handedly because he was one of the founders and early faculty members of John Bastyr University in Seattle. And that's a premier college of naturopathic medicine. He's author of a very impressive encyclopedic tome, which is something that I refer to continually when I write articles or do lectures. It's called The Textbook of Natural Medicine. And it's a big doorstop. You can get healthier just by carrying that book around, even if you don't open it up and read it, because it's a heavy tome. It's full of information about natural medicine. His website is drmurray.com. He's also author of numerous books. We've interviewed him about how to prevent and treat diabetes with natural medicine, also how to prevent and treat cancer with natural medicine. He's written numerous books. He is also involved in supplement formulation. And today we're going to tell you about a very exciting opportunity for you, the general public. If you like intelligent medicine, if you like the kind of information that you get via intelligent medicine, here's an unprecedented opportunity for you to expand your horizons with a dynamite summit called the Natural Medicine Healing and Wellness Summit. We're going to give you details as we introduce Dr. Michael Murray. Michael, it's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine.
Oh, Ron, it's always great to talk with you. I was trying to think as you were introducing me the first time that we spoke, and my gosh, the years are just flying by. So congratulations on all the great work that you've done over the years, spreading the importance of diet, lifestyle, and attitude, and proper use of dietary supplements. It's just been fantastic. And I've always enjoyed any time we've had a chance to share, and I especially like being on your show because you always give me a chance to really talk about things that I'm interested in.
Well, and it's especially impressive because judging by your photograph, you're 38 years old, so it's impressive that you amassed such a lengthy and prolific career in such a short time. So tell us, first of all, about the Natural Medicine Healing and Wellness Summit. Now, I took part in that summit. You interviewed me a few weeks back, and we did, a very, very wonderful interview. It was very relaxed talking to you, and we went far afield talking about my lengthy experience in the world of integrative medicine and touched on a lot of topics. Who are some of the other prominent guests who are in the lineup?
Well, let me just say that it was so much fun me interviewing you for a change, and it was really interesting to talk to all these different experts and kind of understand a little bit about what makes them tick. And you were a great example of that. Most people that have accomplished something in this field of alternative or complementary or natural medicine, they have a force that's driving them to make a difference in people's lives, and it's really compelling to listen to their stories. And yours was a perfect example of that. Some of the experts on the program include some of the more well known experts like Dr. Mark Hyman, Dr. Daniel Amen, Dr. Joseph Mercola. We have J.J. Virgin, Dr. David Katz, Dr. Neil Barnard, Dr. Joseph Pizzorno. All in all, there are about 30 people that I interviewed. And we have a lot of lesser-known people that just gave really powerful talks and really insightful information. One of the most interesting was a woman named Razzie Berry. And Razzie started out being a patient, and she had chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia. She was a young woman, but she was debilitated. She had it so bad. And her life was changed when she went and saw a naturopathic physician, and it so changed her life that she wanted to learn more about it. And lo and behold, she ended up starting a journal called the Naturopathic Doctor News and Review. And she's gone on to put together some initiatives for consumers as well. But I bring her up because her story was just so wonderful that I wish everyone had a chance to hear it, because if they see and hear her talk about her experience, it really validates the path that you're on, the path that I'm on, in helping to guide people to a better way of living and a better life, and certainly a better medical model. And So she didn't have the credentials as some of the noted experts, but I'm telling you, her interview is really powerful. Again, there are a lot of lesser-known people that I interviewed that gave really powerful interviews too. And of course, all the well-known folks are well-known because they are so powerful. So, it was a lot of fun.
Well, great. So how does that work mechanically? Say, our typical listener wants in on the Natural Medicine Healing and Wellness Summit. What is it, $300 to participate in that?
It's free. It's free.
Whoa, okay.
People can go to my website, drmurray.com, or they can go to the naturalmedicinesummit.com, just naturalmedicinesummit.com, or Dr. Murray, and that's either D-O-C-T-O-R Murray or just drmurray.com, and that'll get them to the banner on the top of the website. We'll have a click here to register. People can register for free. If people won't have access to all the recordings of the talks, that way they don't have to be stuck on their computer when these are broadcast live, then they can, for a small fee, I think it's $100, they can get transcripts to all the talks. They can view all the recordings anytime they want, and they can get access to over $600 worth of free stuff,
right,
from all these experts. So there's a lot of incentives to get people on board. So thank you for asking about it. It was great fun to do it, and the things are changing. And I think the reason the environment's changing out there is that people are getting better and better results from natural medicine all the time, and this summit is really a testimony to that.
Well, indeed, we just had the Oscars, and it was something they did a calculation on the swag bag that they gave to Oscar attendees, and I think there was like $150,000 worth of merchandise in their swag bags.
Oh, yeah,
but you've got a pretty impressive swag bag there too, because I think what you did in this it's an interesting model. You asked each and every participant to contribute something of value, a book. Or in my case, we contributed a video, which is normally sold for, I think it's $19.95 on our website, or perhaps even $29.95. It's available free. It's called Taming Your Addiction to Food. So that alone might make it worthwhile for you to visit drmurray.com and sign up for the Natural Medicine Healing and Wellness Summit. I think there's also a lot of valuable premiums that the participants have generously contributed to this, right?
Yeah. Here's what I enjoyed. I have this vision that, in this field, we're all on the same team. But just like the public will be drawn to certain types of entertainers, maybe certain singers, maybe somebody like a Michael Bublé, and then somebody else like a Beyonce, somebody likes rap, somebody likes somebody classical. So what the summit's great for is helping people find who they really resonate with, whose message do they really resonate with, and then the free gifts just kind of reinforce that, and whether they find the person that really makes the most sense to them and they resonate with, and people are going to resonate different to different people. And I'm not offended by that. I know that that's how I am. I'm drawn to certain people, and I appreciate being with certain people more than others, and we want to match. We want to play matchmaker at this summit, and so, gosh, it's just a great opportunity for people to really plug in to something that may change their life.
And so, the timing for this is when?
It's the broadcasts start on March 14th, and there'll be broadcasts every night for 8 nights. And then, like I said, that gets a little bit cumbersome. People trying to always be there for the people that they want to view. So we encourage people to sign up, and get all the free stuff, and have access to the to all the recordings.
Okay,
to show people what the recordings are like. Everybody, when they register, will have immediate access to two of the interviews. One is with Dr. Daniel Amen, who we talked a lot about change your brain, change your life. Mm-hmm. And the other was Dr. Trevor Cates. And Trevor is a naturopathic physician. She's also known as the spa doctor. And we talked about developing some habits for inner beauty and things to look for in topical skin preparations, health and beauty products. A lot of these health and beauty products that women and men are using, I think, are causing more harm than good. And so she kind of goes into that. So we wanted to give people a little taste of what the interviews are like. And so we kind of went, one was brain, one was skin. People are interested in both of those. So we encourage people to get to the site, sign up, and get plugged into natural medicine.
Okay. Well, very worthwhile indeed. All right. So let's turn our attention to some of your important themes. You list on your website some of your favorite supplements. And some of them, I think, might be new to my listeners, because we don't cover them very much. So perhaps you could share your perspective on a couple of these. One is something called BioPQQ, which is, it's kind of like, if the solar system includes, planets, Saturn, Neptune, and Uranus, that's sort of on the outer periphery of our solar system of supplements, right? It's kind of a newly discovered supplement that is starting to create a buzz. So tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, it's really interesting. Yep. PQQ stands for pyroquinoline quinone, and obviously that's too much to get out.
Right. Say that five times, quickly. Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers. Right.
That's pretty good. So we call it PQQ. And it works in tandem a lot with coenzyme Q10, which I know your listeners are very familiar with. But PQQ is a relatively recently discovered essential compound for proper mitochondrial function. Mitochondria are the energy-producing compartments of our cells, and there's a lot of focus on mitochondrial health right now. Poor mitochondrial health is associated with excessive cellular damage and aging and many chronic degenerative diseases. It's also linked to Alzheimer's disease and autism and attention deficit disorder and even depression. So there's been a lot of focus recently on the importance of supporting mitochondrial health, and PQQ is showing simply amazing preliminary results, including results from double-blind placebo-controlled studies. There have been quite a few animal studies, and now we're just starting to see these published human clinical studies, and they're really exciting. The most recent study with PQQ showed that it lowered cholesterol levels as effectively as a statin, but it doesn't have any side effects.
Wow.
It does this via completely different mechanisms. It has to do with helping mitochondria work and activating key enzymes that can help restore balance in our cholesterol control. Most of the studies with PQQ right now are focusing on its effects on brain health or cognitive or mental function. And this is an offshoot of some of the animal studies. What the animal studies showed was that PQQ alone was very effective, but when you combined it with coenzyme Q10, it was even more effective. So they eventually got around to doing a study in humans, and the results were confirmed. They divided people into five groups. One group took PQQ, one group took PQQ and coenzyme Q10, or four groups, and then one group took coenzyme Q10, and the other group just took a placebo. So they looked at the ability of these folks to think and function, and they had used some standardized tests. What they found was is that PQQ was effective on its own. Coenzyme Q10 wasn't that effective, but that combination, it produced an additive effect. It wasn't just the sum of the benefits. It actually showed a synergistic effect, and a synergistic effect means that 1 + 1 = 2, 1 + 1 = 5 or 10. And so what they showed was a significant synergistic effect in helping people function higher mentally, and we all could benefit from that. One of the things that happens as we age, we get a decreased activity and function of these energy producing compartments of our cells, the mitochondria, and I liken it to a dimmer switch. If we could just turn that dimmer switch all the way to bright, people would function at a higher level, and then that's what PQQ is able to do in the brain, and this has been shown in adults. But I think it may have some benefits with kids as well. Autism, attention deficit disorder, these are being looked at as being conditions that are associated with decreased mitochondrial function. So I think it's only natural that we'll soon see some research and some human studies with PQQ in these conditions.
Okay. So let's move along to another of your favorites, because I think you helped to develop and promote this product for the treatment of diabetes and metabolic syndrome, which is PGX. Tell us about PGX.
PGX is, I think, the most important natural product in North America today. And the reason I say that is because it addresses so effectively the underlying issues that lead to insulin resistance, the inability to achieve and maintain your ideal body weight. PGX has some very unique benefits. What it is, it's a unique dietary fiber matrix. It's produced by mixing three natural fibers and allowing them to coalesce, to actually bind to each other to form this new matrix that we call PGX. And it's extremely well studied. There have been over 20 scientific investigations, including double-blind placebo-controlled studies. What the research shows is that it's safe, that it can be very effective in improving blood sugar control, that it has an unparalleled ability to stabilize blood sugar levels, and that leads to a multitude of benefits. PGX lowers the levels of compounds that tell your brain to eat, while at the same time raising the levels of compounds that tell your brain that you're satisfied. So it can be just fantastic in helping people get control of their appetite, eat less, and start amping up their metabolism because of the improved insulin action. It really is, I think, the most important product in North America today. Anyone out there listening, if you want to lose weight, if you need to control your blood sugar levels better, if you are dealing with just the frustration of carrying around excess weight and feel like you've tried everything and haven't seen the results, please go to my website, drmurray.com. Do a search for PGX, or just go to pgx.com as well, and you'll get a lot of answers to how this substance works and how to use it. And it's real simple. It's available in capsules and granules. It's available in meal replacement formulas, even bars. So it's easy to get into your diet. And once it's into your diet, it can help you feel satisfied, When people feel satisfied, they don't have kind of always feeling hungry feeling, and they're better able to control their appetite, and they are able to eat fewer calories. And that's the secret to losing weight. You gotta consume fewer calories, and PGX can help do that.
Okay, let's continue our supplement lightning round with PharmaGABA. PharmaGABA is something that you believe in.
PharmaGABA is really interesting. GABA is an amino acid neurotransmitter. It's responsible for us feeling calm, relaxed, centered, and focused. And the history of PharmaGABA is quite interesting. It was developed in Japan. They found that if people would put their rice cooker and let it soak in water, that it would partially germinate and it would produce higher levels of GABA. And people noticed that when they were eating this GABA rice that they felt more relaxed and they felt happier. And so that led to research into the benefits of naturally occurring GABA. And what they found was just that this substance, this supplement, it promotes these improved feelings of concentration and focus and clarity and relaxation and calmness within 5 minutes of taking it. And this can be demonstrated by changes in a brainwave pattern. They've done these studies where they've hooked people up to EEG machines, and they've shown that within 5 minutes after taking PharmaGABA, there's an increase in the brain waves that are associated with these feelings of relaxation. They've also shown a reduction in the level of cortisol in the saliva. They've shown the decrease in the level of other stress hormones in the saliva very quickly with this PharmaGABA. So it's a very good immediate stress buster. Anytime someone is feeling stressed out, need a little vacation, this is a much healthier way to get those feelings of being relaxed and focused.
And finally, there's Seleno XL, which is, I guess, a special form of selenium that you think may be more bioavailable or more effective.
There was this study that was done several years ago with selenium in prostate cancer. It's called the Nutritional Prevention of Cancer Study.
Right.
And they showed that this selenium-enriched yeast was very effective in reducing prostate cancer. Reduced it by 52%. Well, there a few years ago, there was another study that came out.
The SELECT study,
and they used a different form of selenium. And it didn't show the same benefit.
Yeah, well, I think there was selenomethionine, right?
Which is a
chelated form or a natural form, not selenium chloride, a premium form of selenium.
Right. Selenomethionine is one of the chief forms of selenium that is found in the yeast. They didn't see the same results with the SELECT study. And so I started looking at this and I asked myself the question, why? Could it have been something as simple as they weren't using the right form of selenium? And I think the answer is yes. We think we know why a substance produces the benefit, and then we reduce it and think we're going to see the same benefit. For example, studies showed that diets that were high in beta-carotene were associated with a lower risk of lung cancer in smokers. Well, when they supplemented beta-carotene, they actually increased the risk of cancer in smokers. That's because the beta-carotene didn't have all the protective factors. Well, I don't think that's the same situation here with selenium, but I think there are other factors in that selenium-enriched yeast that are responsible for the benefits that were shown in that nutritional prevention of cancer study. And the results shown were very very significant, not just with prostate cancer, but with other forms of cancer. So I like this form of selenium, and I put the information on my website because I think there needs to be some differentiation. We have to think critically when we see the positive results and then we see negative results, we have to ask the question, well, was there any difference? Well, in the case of these two studies, there was a big difference in the form of selenium that was being used. And maybe the benefits that were associated with the SelenoXL yeast, maybe only they were partially produced because of the selenium. It may be that there are other proteins or other compounds in the yeast that offer benefit. Maybe they inactivate cancer-related stimulants. Maybe they detoxify compounds that are carcinogenic. We don't really know. We have to look at the effect. And what the results showed was a significant positive effect in reducing the risk of cancer when this yeast-bound selenium was used.
Okay, well, great stuff. And our listeners know that we generally divide these podcasts into two parts. So in part two, I'd like you to talk a little bit about a couple of your favorite themes, how to prevent and treat diabetes with natural medicine, and a little bit on the subject of prevention and treatment of cancer. Please join us for part two of today's podcast with Dr. Michael Murray. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.